Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 456. At the end of the program, Sharon will tell you how to receive a copy of it. Please specify whether you want a CD or audio tape. It's free. Just make sure you mention program number 456. If there are any other programs that you're interested in, they're on our website. You can order them as well, free of charge, including postage and handling. We have very strong scriptures tonight. We have commentary, and we have letters, and some real good music by J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this program. Father, anoint this program. Let everything be in love. Everything we're preaching is love, and everything that comes from You is love. And, Lord, You don't love the devil, and You told us not to. You told us to hate the devil. And we see that we know what the works of the devil are, and that's the works that the people are doing in the world today. Lord, they say that we're paranoid and that we're a cult. Well, then people ought to listen to Link Television, because they're saying the same things about the world government. They don't say that it's coming from Rome, because they're not really that born again of the Spirit, or they don't have that much experience, and they're not led that much of the Lord. But they do know the things that are atrocities that are happening in the world today, and the atrocities that people in this government, this very government, which is not really the United States government anymore, it actually, and they're just coming down on me so hard, Lord. They're trying to close our churches down. And they're bringing so many false accusations against us that it's just hard to keep up with all of them. But I do know You. And Lord, I pray that people will understand what You're doing through this program tonight. And I pray that the people that are saved and the people that are unsaved will understand what You're saying. So open their minds, their hearts, their spirits, their souls, their spirits, Lord, to receive what You're saying to them. And Lord, that so much so that they will receive You into their heart. At first, I know Your word in the Old Testament and the New states that You give them, that You will give them a new spirit, and that Your spirit will dwell in their new spirit. And those that love You, Lord, and those that worship You must worship You in their spirit. And therefore, when You're in their spirit, well, it's so easy to worship You. Lord, anoint everything. Save souls, strengthen the church, and rebuke the devil, Father God, throughout the entire world. There's so much evil that the government is doing. And I'm telling the truth about them, and so is Link TV. But the thing that Link TV is not doing is they're not linking the Vatican to all the things that are going on. When Your word says that all the evil things that are going on in the world today, every abomination, is coming out of Rome. And I'm so happy and pleased to see that the media is even saying that I say that the world, the atrocities happening in the world are coming from Satan's seat in Rome, because this is what Your word says. And You're God. You created all these people, Lord. You created them, and they're, I guess, so many of these soldiers today, they've lived in such poverty that they just don't, and they're getting paid very well, because they're actual mercenaries working for the Vatican. And some of them are getting so highly paid that they don't want to go back to poverty. They'd rather get a few bucks in this world today and wind up in the lake of fire, where they'll be grinding their teeth and gnashing on their tongue, chewing on their tongue for pain for eternity. But I pray, Lord, that You'll have mercy on them and let them receive You and the church strengthen in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, I've done this song, and so has Faith Springman, and so has Elvis Presley, and J.D. Sumner and the Stamps backed him up, Elvis. And here is J.D. Sumner in the stamps, not with Elvis, not with me, not with Fake Springman or anybody, but by himself to sing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot. And it starts out kind of slow, but it gets cooking just a little bit after it starts. So don't turn the dial.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home, swing low,
sing it, J.D. Praise the Lord. Well, the Holy Spirit is the sweet chariot that's going to take all those that are born again of the Spirit, that have the Spirit and the new Spirit in them and the Spirit of God living in that new Spirit, going to sweep them right up into the kingdom of heaven. And I want the Lord to swing down this, the sweet chariot, to swing down and give me a ride right up to the kingdom of heaven. Unfortunately, most of the people in government, unless they repent, they're not going to be able to make it, and it's going to be a very gruesome thing for you folks if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Okay, we have some testimonies, some letters here. Where's the first one from?
From Zambia, Africa.
Okay.
Dear beloved pastor and all the members of your church, I am well pleased in the name of our Lord and Savior to have this opportunity of writing you this letter. It's my sincere prayer that my letter finds you and your entire family in good health, physically and spiritually. Amen. Back to me, I am fine in Christ's name. Allow me to express my happy attitude towards you for the marvelous job you are doing by sending me the heart-changing literature which has changed the hearts of many of my fellow inmates. Almost every inmate that I have come across has returned back to thank the Lord, to thank Pastor Tony Alamo and I for presenting such life-changing newsletters. I really thank you, servants of God, for helping me in God's work of evangelism. May God bless you. Amen. I fully acknowledge receipt of your gospel literature. I am really glad to receive it. When I am released, I would like to go ahead with distributing the life-changing newsletters even in my home area, where it would reflect my transformed soul and behavior. I would like to win more people here in prison and out there when I go out. The newsletters are in line with my work of evangelism, thus it would be wonderful to be using them here and wherever I go after my prison term. Thank you. I am glad to be corresponding with you and trust that you are encouraged spiritually and physically. Be assured of our prayers as you struggle to help us both spiritually and physically, building us up in faith, and also be assured that you are a blessing to others here. That's all for now. Looking forward to hearing from you soon. Yours in the service of the Lord, Edward, from Kitwe, Zambia, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. You know, there's I just pray that the people that are on this Link TV will start realizing where all the problems are coming from, because they don't give any answer to anybody as to what's going on in the world. They show you everything that's going on. They say, and they keep repeating it over and over again, and in the Iraq war, we killed over 1 million civilians. And it showed pictures of, they showed pictures of little children with their faces blown away, and they were just walking down the street, and somebody shot them and killed them, and some of them were just there with their mothers, and their mothers were killed. This is what's happening with this Blackwater. Now, Blackwater is a group of mercenaries. They're not army or anything like that, but they're the elite, the dignitaries from this, supposed to be dignitaries from this country, are over there. And they hire these Blackwater people to protect them, because they know that the kids that they're recruiting into the Army and the Marines and everything over there, that they're not really good soldiers. They're just young kids. And they're killing them like flies over there. And that's what Satan wants to do. Now, what they're saying on television over here is that I'm a cult, I'm a cult leader and all these things. And they've gone to all the TV and radio stations and telling them, don't say anything good about Tony Alamo, because they know that I'm the one that's really pulling the lid off of them and showing people what's going on and telling people what to do about it. And so therefore, to them, to the Vatican, I'm the most dangerous person on the face of this earth. And so what they are doing is they went to Buster store in Texarkana, and they swarmed in there with all these FBI people, because they know that he is a person that really loves the Lord, and that he got saved. He got saved from my literature, and of course the Lord showed him a vision of a pig squealing, and that this pig is like, I just have to have Buster get on the radio and tell about it. It's a fantastic testimony. But they told the media not to say anything good or bad about me, because they know that the listenership of television stations goes up. All the TV stations used to call me and say, look, it's time for the Nielsen ratings, Tony. Can you get on? We need you. And so I would get on, and millions of people would be listening. They got me on the number one station up in Boston, and up around, it went clear into Toronto, and Niagara Falls, Canada, and Niagara Falls, New York. And they would tell me, you know, just be yourself and just tell us what you know. And I told him, you know, that the Pope was a homosexual, and he said, first of all, I was on there talking for a while. He says, why don't you say something real controversial, Tony? This is before the government went around and told everybody not to put me on the interviews. And so I says, like what? He says, well, you said in your tract that the Pope was a homosexual. Oh, I said, yeah, that's no problem. I'll say that. This was happening during the commercials. So he got on. He says, Tony, in your... He said the telephone company told him that the switchboard that they had now could take millions of calls, and that there's no way that they could blow the circuits on there. He says, okay, because that's strictly Catholic country up there. Now, boy, they revere the Pope, but not God. I mean, the Word of God is God. Amen?
Amen.
And you're not supposed to take the Lord's name in vain. That means you're... The Lord's word, the name, is the word of God. The Lord's name is the word of God. He is the word of God. And so that means that you're not to take the word of God in vain. You're not to take the word of God in vain. That means to hear the word and then throw it down on the ground and to not pay any attention to what it says. The reason that you see so many tsunamis and everything these days, and earthquakes and disease infirmities, sicknesses, is because God is whipping it on you, kids, okay? Because you're taking His word and making it look as though it doesn't mean anything, and you're attacking His prophets, the people of the Lord that are really preaching the gospel, and making sense of the gospel in this world. Okay, so when I get on the air, he says, let's see if that, I want to test out that board. He says, you said that the Pope is a homosexual. And I says, that's right, he is a homosexual. I said, as a matter of fact, he's a pedophile. Like in Krakow, Poland, they have these factories, and in each factory they have daycare centers because the people couldn't afford to hire people to take care of their kids and work in these factories because they didn't pay enough. And at that time he was a priest. Pope John Paul II was a priest at that time, and he'd go into the nursery, and they'd throw, when he'd leave the nursery, the people were throwing oily rags at him because he was molesting the little children in there. And the way they knew it is the little kids, they'd all say, he's touching us in the wrong spot and everything. And then I was married to Brigitte Gillenhammer after Susie died, and she served the Lord. She went along with the Lord and came to church and got filled with the Holy Spirit and everything for a while. They actually owned Volvo Automobile Company. And so she was the Princess of Sweden. And so I said, well, does that make me the prince now of Sweden? She said, no, no. I said, well, I wonder why. Why not? So anyway, she says, I know that those priests are homosexuals because she's beautiful, and she'd walk down the streets in Rome, and she says, not one of them would look at me, and they do everywhere else. And so this, then I brought that out, that he's a homosexual, and most of the priests are homosexual. And then all of a sudden, after that came out, it just that I said that on the air, and this whole switchboard lit up. Everyone, it just blew the circuit in there. And he says, the telephone company lied to me. And he says, I knew that. And so their Nielsen ratings were shot right through the roof that day when I was on the TV doing the interviews. And so the government went around to all the TV and radio stations and told them, if you put Tony Alamo on, we're going to tear your tower down. And so that's why you don't hear me on TV any longer. We were on television for 10 years, but we got a little bit too strong and now these stations are starting to open up because I've created so much heat on them that they're starting to say he's a cult. And they get these hillbillies in the tower in the town of Falk, like the, what's her name? This
Sherry Potts.
Yeah, a woman named Sherry Potts. I never met her or anything. I don't know her. She doesn't know me, but she's read some false articles that the government put out on me. And she just goes around and, to all the every place she can to just talk it up. She has her followers. Sherry, you know, the Lord is not, he wants you to get saved, okay, and to accept the gospel. And you just simmer down now, okay, because you're going to have to die one of these days, and you go up to heaven at the judgment bar of God, and you're not going to like what happens to you. I know that you're not too bright, but hopefully you'll listen to these messages and get saved. But it seems like you just are wanting to make yourself look big in the eyes of people. You're attacking one of God's finest. And again, you know, people that are really nothing in this world love to attack somebody that is somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of things in my life that were very big in the secular world, and now I'm doing things that are very big in the spiritual world. And I'm just telling you that the Bible says, God says, lay off because, I mean, you're not hurting me, you're hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're certainly not hurting God. And these different television stations and radio stations and newspapers are just waiting for some half-wit like that to come and bring them stories, because they'll print anything like that. But when I want to say something bad about the real things that are really happening in the world about the government and the Vatican and things like that, well, we can't print that. We're afraid we're going to be sued. But I said, well, you people print all kinds of lies about me. What I'm telling is the truth, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you what, if you get sued, I'll pay for the lawsuit, all right? Just print what I say. Well, we just can't, Tony. They're such gutless people. They know that what I'm saying is the truth, and everybody out in the world knows that I'm telling the truth. You just have one fly in the ointment, like a Sherry Potts, and she's going to get very indignant because I'm calling her a fly in the ointment, a mosquito, okay, that's already done her thing. But, all the TV stations around are jumping on me. Why are they jumping on me? If this was really a case that Buster is selling illegal things, all he does is just buy us. He's got receipts for everything he did, and there wasn't anything that he sold that was wrong. That isn't what this is all about. Because the government, one of the people that were not uniformed came up to him. He says, come on back here in the back of your store. He says, you know, all this will go away if you'll just stop going to Tony Alamo's church and if you'll say things about him that are this and that, these things. Well, Buster says those are not true. It's not true. And so they are... they're really pushing on now. They're calling the IRS on him and everything. But what is the press mentioning? They're not mentioning all these things that Buster supposedly did. They're talking that Tony Alamo is a cult. Tony Alamo is this. Tony Alamo is that. Okay, so if it's a situation of that Buster did something, why aren't they talking about that? Why are they? And so they were very careful not to mention my name in the indictment because of what Buster said on my radio program. He said, yes, they threatened me, then they said everything will go away. And they're threatening him with 20 to 25 years in prison for going to my church, is what it is. Because if he stops going to the church, they'll make it go away. But Buster says, I'd rather take a bullet than to agree with that bunch of bastards. Because they have done so many crimes. There is even this, all these television stations are saying there's more people that are in prison that should be out, and these weasels in the government should be in prison. And it's just amazing, and it's just sad that the people in the United States of America have allowed such a bunch of mafia gunsels to take it over like they have. I expect them to put a bullet in me because they've threatened it for years and they know that I'm not going to stop. And so they're trying to do away with every person that really loves the Lord and goes to my church. They want to cripple me if they can. But Buster is hanging in there. He says, I don't care. If they send me to prison for 25 years, I'd rather go there than to stand before the Lord and have him say, you punked out on Tony. Depart from me, you wicked, and go into eternity, into the lake of fire now. So he's more afraid of God than he is you weasels out there, you media. I know that the media listens to me because the newspaper called up and did an interview with me today and told me, well, I heard your radio broadcast and I heard Buster saying thus and thus and this and that and that that isn't true and all that. And I says, yeah, okay, so you're one of my followers too, right? And this is a man also that has written dirty lies about us, many filthy lies about us. And now that I'm saying this, he has the newspaper and he thinks that his part of the media is more powerful than mine. Let me tell you something. There's millions of people listening to me.
Amen.
And the number one newspaper in that Texarkana is a liar. They're filthy. And his name is Bill Williams, okay? What's that? His name? Bill Williams?
Jim Williams. Williamson.
Huh?
Williamson.
Jim Williamson? That's how insignificant he is to me. Sorry, Jim, but, you know, you're just totally insignificant. Now, just start raking me across the coals. Okay? There's much larger newspapers like the New York Times has done the same thing that you did to me, in the L.A. Times, because they're owned by the, and run by the Vatican. You're small spuds, kid. Keep it coming, okay? You're making me famous. More famous than Famous Amos, okay? The cookie guy. All right, we have some more testimonies here.
Yes.
All right.
From Andhra Pradesh, India. Dear Tony Alamo, World Pastor, greetings to you. We received the parcel of the literature and Messiah books, and we are busy distributing them. The newsletters, and especially the Messiah books, have had a great impact in many of the people's lives. Through special grace, yours is a life-transforming message. Thank you for sending those precious and wonderful materials to us. We are receiving many responses from the people. We are busy winning new souls to Christ. We have happily established a church, namely the Alamo Christian Church. Please accept our church as one of yours. We will obey the rules and regulations of your church and continue as one of your ministries. Please send us some holy Bibles, your literature called Earthquake and Dry Bones, and your t-shirts. Many new pastors are coming to join our ministries, so please support us. The pastors are working full-time distributing the gospel literature in the villages. Everything we are doing is to win more souls for the kingdom of God. May God bless you. I will be waiting for your response and support. Yours in Christ, B. Sarojini from Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right, praise the Lord. Listen, you Christians out there, if you're really Christians, this is our church right now. This is, they've been doing this to us for 43 years. Just the fact that we've continued on 43 years by this shows that we're of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And we've endured it. I've even had government workers, big, tall marshals come into my cell. And I thought they came in to whack me. But what they did is said, they had smiles on their faces. They said, we just want to shake your hands because... you know, we admire your tenacity. And these weasels go on the street and they come up to our people and they say, has Tony Alamo snapped yet? No, I haven't snapped yet. I've got the Lord. I'm saved. I'm not worried about what you people can do to me because I know I'm going to heaven. But you Christians out there know one thing, that they're doing this to me now and they're going to do it to you. And I'm just saying... don't join me. Just join me in prayer to the Lord, because this is the end of the freedom of religion. If these bunch of bastards can tell people what church they can go to and what church they can't go. Now, if I wanted to go to a Catholic church, they wouldn't bother me at all. All this would go away, because the Catholic is the Antichrist. If I wanted to join the Antichrist cult, well, then there wouldn't bother me a bit. But then I'd have to face up to God. And you Christians that, I don't believe that you're that strong of Christians, but you could be prayer warriors and pray that all this will go away. I'm just recruiting you, hopefully, that you'll pray with me that God will rebuke this satanic bunch of people and cause something to happen to him, to teach him a lesson so that they don't do this any longer. Now, I know they're afraid of the Vatican because they know how vicious the Vatican is. They burn people to the stake. They put bullets in people's heads. They've got these Blackwater people over there that are killing people for no reason at all. Showed them on television, some black guy's got his hand up in the air, his hands in the air, surrendered, and they went and shot him anyway, right in the head. And there's so many atrocities. Start listening. Get on satellite and then get on to Link TV. I think it's channel 375. And you'll see that what I'm telling you is the truth about this government. this Antichrist Catholic government. They're trying to make it look as though I'm the only one. No, I am not. There are highly intelligent people that know that this thing is the truth. They even had Peter Coyote on there and some actors that are saying all this is absolutely the truth. And he was showing some experiences that happened during the hippie era of time because he was involved with that. But I don't agree with them. I'm just trying to win their soul. They're just warmongers and they're puppets of the Vatican. And even Reagan told me that he was a puppet of the Vatican. I told him to get rid of the Department of Labor, Raymond A. Donovan, because he was wanting to charge us money to pay all these people that we'd win to the Lord. He wanted to charge us money to give them paychecks. And here we were building homes for them and feeding them and clothing them and everything. And this is the most ridiculous thing. You know, they're just doing things. Satan is doing things through them that is trying to make people discouraged from running churches and going to churches. But they have not affected me at all. I'm just saying this is the devil in the world, folks. If you want to believe that they're not a cult and that I am, you're going to stand judgment before the judgment bar of God, before God Almighty himself, and he's going to sling your soul into the lake of fire, okay, at the very end. And don't, you know, I've warned you over and over again. And, you know, if I were you, I'd just start praying for the Lord to put a stop to this. Because they, like I say, Link TV knows the atrocities that's happening in this country and everywhere else in the world. They're happening in Cambodia, Iraq. They're pulling the sheets and blankets off them. But they don't know how to stop them. And I do. You call on the Lord. And don't ever forget that you have to keep praying to the Lord without ceasing. Because there's so much evil being done in this world today. You can see little babies being shot and little two-year-old kids, three-year-old, four-year-old kids being shot and their mothers being shot right in front of them, killed. And, you know, you better get concerned, you people. You're living in comfort and everything. And the devil is trying to destroy the gospel and make the entire earth a wilderness to where it's like there won't be any enjoyment in this world at all. There's no peace in the world now. The only thing is these big networks are spoon-feeding you the gospel, and they're hiding all these things about you. They're playing about teddy bears and things, or these cola bears, or whatever they call them, that are being born and they're almost extinct, and they're talking about movie stars and all these different things. There's nothing that's really happening in the world that they're saying on these major television networks. You have to go to Link, and Link doesn't even know it all. They don't connect it with the Vatican, but the Bible says everything that's happening evil in this world is happening from the Vatican. And it's happening right here in Texas, it's happening right here in Arkansas, it's happening in California, New York, New Jersey, every place. And that's why God is going to be pouring out more and more of his wrath, more and more every day. And so, you know, stop it. In his wrath, well, it doesn't have to be an earthquake. He can just pull the breath out of your body without you even knowing, in a split of a second. But he can also whip diseases on you. He can take your loved ones and take their lives, and you won't even want to live anymore once God starts taking you to task. So, you know, if you don't have any mercy on people like us that are being, our names being dragged through the mud, and this character assassination that they're saying about us, I mean, something God's going to do something to you. Now, you're supposed to be Christians. Now, get up to the Lord and start talking to him, okay? Because that's what the Lord tells you to do, okay? Do you have another? That's it? Okay, well, Sharon, now we're going to start reading from the 15th chapter of Matthew, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start hearing from you.
Verse 12. Then the disciples came and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees were displeased and offended? And
yeah, see, the Pharisees were displeased with Jesus, who was winning souls, raising the dead, healing blind eyes, healing the lame, making people that are possessed with the devil to where they can't even speak or hear, and he opens their ears and casts the devil out and they can speak. He says, and now the Pharisees, supposed to be the religious people in the country, just like the Vatican, do you know that these people are offended with you doing all these things? Say it again, okay. Do you know, they're saying this to Jesus.
Do you know that the Pharisees were displeased and offended and indignant when they heard this saying? He answered, every plant which my heavenly Father...
In other words, every person, because God, the Lord likens us unto trees and plants. Every plant that the Father has not planted, okay, then what?
Will be torn up by the roots.
Okay, so you people, that if you're not of the Lord, you're going to be torn up by the roots. And my God, what a horrible eternity you have. I know that you're not bright enough, or you're too blind to know what's going to happen to you. But I'm praying that you'll read the Bible and see that these things are true. God cannot lie. When he's telling you what's going to happen to you, it's going to happen. Okay, so Jesus answered them, like he's totally unconcerned about what they said. He said, every plant that the Father has not planted will be torn up by the roots. Okay, then what else?
Let them alone and disregard them.
Let them alone and disregard them. The reason I'm bringing these messages is because so many people are listening to these false people, like the Pharisees and scribes. And I'm telling you, disregard them. Don't pay any attention to them. Just get a hold of the Lord and pray. Amen?
Amen.
And ask the Lord to take care of them, because he says, I will hear you, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. Amen?
Amen.
Now, didn't you think that if I wasn't of the Lord, that I would have lasted this long, 43 years? I'm 73 years old now, and like I could care less if they kill me, because I know my soul is saved. I know I'm going to heaven, and I know that heaven is there, and I know that the Lord lives because I saw him with my eyes wide open. All right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't have anything to lose. You say, well, you'll get killed. I'm not worried like you people about being killed. You know, the Pope was afraid to be killed. That's why he had thousands of bodyguards around him. This is why Bush has got rockets wherever, you know, these guided missiles and everything at motels where he stays or anywhere where he stays. He's afraid to die because he knows where he's going. He knows that he's not. He says that he's born again of the Spirit. But how could he be if he's assassinating people or taking part in 9/11 and under their administration, all these people, a million people in Iraq alone have been killed. Civilians, innocent people, men, women, and children. Okay, so there's no born-again Christian that would do that. Not at all, ever. Okay, then what else?
Let them alone and disregard them.
Disregard them. You folks out there, disregard these false teachers and preachers. And they're even bringing accusations against Jesus here. He says, we're displeased with God. Isn't that something? I even saw some guy on television the other day. He said that he'd brought a lawsuit against God, and some ignorant judge went ahead and drew up the court case against him. What are you going to, you know, you idiots are fighting God. You're attacking his people. You're attacking his word. You're using the Lord's word name in vain, the word of God in vain. You're insane. And you can see that everybody is insane in the world, can't you?
Amen.
Okay? You know, the Bible says that madness would be in the minds of the leaders, the secular leaders in the last days. And they've even written new Bibles saying that we're supposed to listen to the secular leaders. That's why they're after me, because that isn't what it means. The Bible says that your leaders are those that preach the gospel, the preachers of the true gospel. Now, 90% or more of the people that are preaching the gospel today are not really preaching the gospel. They're preaching fallacy, that once saved, always saved, and that you know, no one can be perfect. Well, that's a false doctrine. That's a false gospel. And so, you know, you need to keep, read the Bible and not just listen to me, read the Bible yourself. Tune into Link TV if you think I'm the only one. I'm not the only one. I mean, I just got, I tuned in on them and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Because it's the real news, okay? And I donated some money to them. And because they're the last of the Mohicans so far as true news that's coming down. But again, they just frustrate you because they demoralize you because they don't tell you what you can do about it. Listen, when I preach, I tell you what to do about it.
Amen.
All these things are happening. I know it. It's the Lord showed it to me. And I know where it's coming from. And you people out there just refuse to believe that it's coming from a Rome. The White House is not where it's coming from. Ronald Reagan told me, I can't. I said, get rid of Raymond A. Donovan. Because Reagan sort of liked us because we went to the hippies in Los Angeles and told them not to burn L.A. down. And they didn't. They came into our church. And we were the ones that kicked off the Jesus movement in the world. And it was just a bunch of hippie kids. Their knees were, their pants were torn, and they stunk, and they had long hair, and they had patches all over their clothes. And they were rebelling against society because they were telling them not to smoke pot. And they were telling society, don't drink then, okay? They say, you smoke pot. And then the hippies were saying, you drink. What's the difference, they would say, okay? And I'm not advocating, you know, that people should drink or take pot. We were the ones that told them not to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your Sherry Potts and people like her that are trying to stop us from telling people to don't take drugs. And accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you will be saved. So the Lord is telling you here, disregard these slanderers, these character assassins. Just forget about them, because God's going to uproot them. And so, in other words, like I'm from the record industry, and I can say that the Lord, a song that would relate to you is Tutti Frutti O' Rooty. Okay? You're going to be rooted up, okay, you weasels out there. Tutti Frutti O' Rooty. Richard is a good friend of mine, little Richard. Okay, then what?
Let them alone and disregard them.
Yeah, just Tutti Frutti, because the Father's going to rooty. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
They are blind guides and teachers.
Right. They're blind guides. See, they're blind. And they're saying all kinds of evil things about those of us that can see. And they're going to lead you, these blind people, into blindness and into a ditch, into death, into hell, into the lake of fire. Okay? Read that last line.
Let them alone and disregard them. They are blind guides and teachers.
Yeah, they're teaching you false things. And here it's evident. They're even trying to say that the Holocaust never happened. And you got to disregard stuff like that, folks, because that's history. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a ditch.
Yeah, these government agents in the Vatican are definitely blind. They're so blind, the gospel cannot get to them. It can't reach them because they're so calloused and so blind. And if you follow them, you're going to go into the ditch with them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
But Peter said to him, explain this proverb, this maxim to us. And he said, are you also even yet dull and ignorant?
Right, well, at that point, Peter wasn't converted. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord says, when you are converted, well, then he started telling him what was going to happen to him. Okay, then what?
Are you also even yet dull and ignorant, without understanding and unable to put things together? Do you not see and understand that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the abdomen, and so passes on into the place where discharges are deposited?
But yeah, so yeah, they were telling them in previous chapters, you know, that they shouldn't be plucking grain with unwashed hands, okay? And the Lord's telling them, it doesn't matter, you know, what goes into the body, dirty, if your hands were dirty or something like that, because it isn't what goes into the mouth that defiles the human. It's the rotten, filthy, lying dogs that you're supposed to ignore and pay no attention to that defiles you. Because if you start saying the same things they do, like your Sherry Potts, you know, she's listened to some governmental false doctrine that they put out on me years ago, and she's believing it, and she's trying to recruit other people, and all that stuff is written down. But, you know, look at my website and see all the things that I've done. No human being could have done what I've done in the ministry without being of the Lord, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
But whatever comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this is what makes a man unclean and defiles him.
Yeah. So, in other words, if you're bringing false accusations against somebody, and like the government's going in there and making up stuff on Buster, and then taking him aside and say, look, if you'll just stop going to Tony's church, all this will go away. Now they're calling the IRS and trying to get him on IRS charges. But he has CPAs that have kept all of his books, records, and receipts. And they're calling in every kind of agency that they can. And they know that he's not guilty. If he were guilty, then why did they tell him, if you'll just stop going to Tony's church? This is the end attempt on the freedom of religion. You can't go to the church that you'd like to go to, even though you know you got saved there, and even though you know that you're learning the Bible there. They just don't. They're blind, and they're leading people away from the light of God's word, and leading you into hell, death, hell, and the grave. And so the Lord's giving you the advice, disregard them. Amen?
Amen.
Pay no attention to them at all, and do what I'm telling you to do. Because these are plants that the Lord God, my Father, has not planted, and he's going to root them up.
Amen.
Tutti frutti old Rudy.
Amen.
Okay? Folks out there, maybe you can understand that in your brains, your blind brains and your eyes. Okay, then what?
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, reasonings and disputings and designs.
Okay, yes. Take it easy on that now. Out of your heart comes what?
Evil thoughts.
Yeah, evil thoughts. You just think all kinds of evil of people. You can't imagine, because you're so wicked, that somebody really is serving the Lord. Folks, I own a Beatles album that's worth over $100 million. I won't sell it to prove to people that I'm not in the ministry for money. Okay, so what possible? I wouldn't put up with the things that people are saying about me for love nor money. All right?
Amen.
For love nor money. Okay, you've got all these weasel newspaper reporters and people that are looking. They're hungry to get something that will help them sell newspapers. And so they love to pick on people like myself. And they got the government to back them up, because the government, the cult in Rome, the world government, and the media are all one and the same. It's Satan's machine to destroy, okay, and then lead people into hell and the lake of fire. Then what?
Reasonings and disputings and designs.
Reasonings, disputings, and designs?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Such as murder. Adultery.
Yeah, they murder. They're murdering millions of babies, and they're murdering millions of people all over the world. And the people in the United States are kept in a blind stupor, because the media won't tell you what's going on. Okay, then what else?
Adultery. Sexual vice.
Yeah, that's all going on. You know that. And then what else?
Theft. False witnessing.
False witnessing. That's what they're doing on the radio and televisions and newspapers. This is Satan's mouth. dragging people's names through the coals that are really doing something for the Lord. Okay, nobody before I was saved ever said any bad thing about me. Why? Because they know I would put the barrel of a Luger in their nose. Okay? That's the kind of person I was, but I've never done that before, but I mean, this would be something that I could have possibly have done, but the Lord's got control of me. And what I've done is, I just believe the Lord. He says, those that live by the guns or the swords shall die by the sword. So I've stayed alive. He says, the sword you want to use is my word. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's all I use, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I use. Okay, then what?
Slander.
Slander. See, that's what they're doing to us. These are things, evil things, that are coming out of the hearts of the people that are not saved. So you need to get saved, and you need to disregard all the things that people are saying about Christians. Because the things that the government is doing, and these homosexual Catholics, and they're hiding hundreds of thousands of them in the Vatican, these are the ones that are so evil. Why are they not saying anything about them? Why? Because they're the same as they are. They're evil. They're wicked. They're Catholics, Roman Catholics. And they will not take them to court because they're just like the Pope. If Pope would take them to court, they'd start blowing the whistle on the Pope. Well, you're a fag yourself. You're a homosexual. Right? Then what?
And irreverent speech.
Yeah, they're irreverent. They don't care anything about that. We have, we're preaching the gospel. They totally don't care anything about God's word. And God's word is Jesus, and Jesus is going to come back and take vengeance on you people. The Bible says they're going to look upon him. They're going to pray to God to hide him by the rocks and the mountains, to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb of God because of what you wicked people are doing. Now get saved. I'm not, I know that, you know, even though you've done evil things, God will forgive you. I'll forgive you too. But right now my time is up and it's time for you to be saved. It's time to be saved time. Okay? So, you know how it's done. You just pray to God and ask the Lord to come into your heart and He will. Say to the Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I've really sinned, Lord. Wash all my filthy sins away with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, my former sins. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that He's coming back to earth again very soon, and that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former 50 sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away that truly repents. Just that calls on You. Because Your word says that all that call upon me will be saved. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Unless you're driving in a car down the street, pull over to the side and start thanking the Lord for saving your soul. And here's Sharon to tell you how to receive a copy of this program, number 456, 456, 456.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord. And here's J.D. Sumner in the Stamps now saying, you know, He gives you a new spirit. He lives in there, and He's going to have a new body as well, one that will never grow old. And the name of this song is I'll Have a New Body.
Hold that rest. resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Suffering, weakness, raising power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of life eternal with the redeemed of God.
And there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in the holy life.
I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Praise all, first and sing, so shout in heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new home, a life eternal with the redeemed of God.
And there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home, eternal with the redeemed of God.
And there'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
I'm a single man.